Lord, we want to thank you that you have sent us your word and your Holy Spirit.
主，我们感谢你，您既赐给我们您的话语，也赐给我们您的圣灵。
Your word so that we can know the certainty of what you said, and the Holy Spirit so that we can understand what it is you said.
您赐给我们话语，让我们知道这一切都是真实，你也赐给我们圣灵，让我们能够明白。
And so, Lord, we're thankful for each one who has come tonight. We know that they have come in order to learn from God himself what they should know. And we pray that you will teach each one tonight according to our need.
主啊，我们为今天来的每一个人感谢你。我们知道他们来呢是想要学习关于您的真理的，就求您按照我们每个人的需要，把今天我们要学的真理赐给我们。
So we commit Eric and we commit our own hearts to you and we look to you for blessing tonight.
主，我们把 Eric 交在您的手中，也把我们每个人的心都交在您的手中，求您祝福我们。
There may be some amongst us, Lord, who do not yet know the Lord Jesus Christ as their Savior, and we pray especially for them.
主，也许在今天晚上的听众当中呢，还有没有相信您的人，主啊，我们也特别的为他们祈求。
These are not just interesting stories, Lord. They are the very vitals of life. And we pray that we will learn from them and acknowledge Jesus Christ to be our Savior and Lord.
主啊，因为我们讲述的不只是一些有趣的故事，而是对我们生命中极其重要的生死这样重要的事情。主啊，愿您使我们每个人都能够承认耶稣基督，接受他做我们的救主。
And so we give thanks now, Lord, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
主，我们向奉主耶稣基督的名感恩。
Amen.
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 Well, thank you, Harold, and good morning to you in China. Good evening to those of us in Vancouver.
我们在这个再次问候啊，在中国的弟兄姐妹们，上午好。问候在温哥华的弟兄姐妹们晚上好。
You may have seen on the news, I don't know, but Vancouver and the surrounding small cities around Vancouver have been cut off from the rest of our province due to flooding and landslides.
大家可能不知道是不是通过新闻啊能够看到，我们温哥华呢就是周边的一些小的城市呢，他们现在跟其他的这个省里的其他的部分都断绝了交通，因为那个地方呢有最近有一些洪水和这个泥石流。
But we're all well here and we give God thanks and you might just pray for British Columbia when you think of us.
但是我们在温哥华呢一切都好，我们为此也感谢神，如果大家想到我们的时候呢也请为我们祷告。
Now we've been studying or begun a study of the feasts of the Lord.
我们最近几周呢一直在学习耶和华的节期。
There were seven feasts.
一共有七个节期。
The first three feasts were celebrated in the springtime.
那前三个呢是在春天的时候庆祝的。
They were the Passover, the Feast of Unleavened Bread, and the Waving of the First Fruits, the Waving of the Wave Offering.
那这三个春天的节期呢就是逾越节无酵节和初熟节。
Then there was a gap of 7 weeks. And then there was another feast, the Feast of Weeks.
然后呢就有中间隔了七周这样的一个间隔期啊。然后第四个节期呢就是这个五旬节。
That was the known as the Feast of Pentecost.
这就是我们知道的五旬节，又叫七周节。
And then in the seventh month, at the end of harvest, there were three more feasts that were celebrated by the Jewish people.
然后呢，到这个年的七月啊，是犹太年历的七月呢，还有这三个节气要庆祝。
That is the feast of the blowing of trumpets, the Day of Atonement, and the feast of week or feast of the last festival, which was the festival of booths or
tabernacles.
That's correct. Thank you.
啊，那这三个秋天的三个节气呢，就是吹角节、赎罪日和祝棚节。
So three times in a year, all the men, all the Hebrew men, were supposed to come up to Jerusalem and celebrate these three feasts.
所以每年啊，三次这个犹太人、以色列人的男人呢，都要到耶路撒冷来庆祝这三个节气，三批节气。
Now we've looked at two of the feasts, the feast of the Passover and the feast of unleavened bread.
我们已经学了两个了，两个节气了，就是逾越节和这个无酵节。
Now Brother Shaw had a question from last week as we looked at the feast of unleavened bread, which was to last for 7 days.
那关于这个无酵节呢，上次我们讲完了以后呢，肖弟兄有一个问题。我们今天呢就先花点时间来解答一下这个问题。
Now the Feast of Unleavened Bread began on the Sabbath, so that on the 15th day of the month.
那这个无酵节的一共是庆祝要七天啊，它第一天呢就是正月十五是它的第一天，正月十五这一天呢是安息日。
And they were to celebrate that for 7 days.
然后接下去呢，他们一共要庆祝这个节日七天。
Now, our brother's question was, if they celebrated it for 7 days, then the seventh day, the last day, would not be the Sabbath.
那肖弟兄的问题是呢，如果第一天是这个安息日的话，然后这个节期持续七天，那么在最后一天，就是第七天的时候呢，应该不是安息日。
So,If we, the 21st day was the last day of the feast. Yeah.
正月二十一号呢是这个无酵节的最后一天。
Exodus chapter 12 verse 18.
我们翻到这个出埃及记的十二章的十八节。
We read, in the first month, on the 14th day of the month at evening,You shall eat unleavened bread until the 21st day of the month at evening.
从正月十四日晚上直到二十一日晚上，你们要吃无酵饼。
So they would eat unleavened bread with the Passover, but the feast of unleavened bread didn't start until the following day, which was a Sabbath.
他们虽然在逾越节晚餐的时候也要吃无酵饼，但是真正的这个无酵节呢，是从第二天，就是正月十五日开始的。
Turn to Leviticus chapter 23.
我们再翻到这个利未记的二十三章。
And verse 6.
第六节。
And here we read, And on the 15th day of the same month is the feast of unleavened bread to the Lord, 7 days, you must eat unleavened bread.
这月十五日是向耶和华守的无酵节，你们要吃无酵饼七日。
Well, that seventh day was on the 21st day of the month. That was the sixth day of the month. It wasn't the Sabbath.
所以这个最后一天啊，就是这个正月二十一日啊，它应该是这一周的第六天，而不是安息日。
But the next day would be a regular Sabbath day.
然后呢，二十二号就是正月二十二号，应该是一个正常的安息日。
Now, on ordinary Sabbath days, no work at all was to be done.
在这个普通的每一个安息日呢，都是不能做工的。
In Exodus chapter 20, when Moses gave the law, the Ten Commandments, it says in verse 8, Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. 6 days you shall labor and do all your work, but the seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord your God. In it you shall do no work.
这个在出埃及记的二十章啊，当神赐下十诫的时候啊，第八节关于安息日就是这么说的，当纪念安息日，守为圣日，六日要劳碌做你一切的工，但第七日是向耶和华你神当守的安息日，这一日你和你的儿女仆婢牲畜并你城里寄居的客旅无论何工都不可做。
But on the holy assemblies which begin and end the feast of unleavened bread, the prohibition thereis that they weren't to do any ordinary or customary work.
嗯，但是这个利未记二十三章告诉我们的这个无酵节的这个第一天和最后一天都是要有盛会的，盛会也是说什么劳碌的工都不可做。
Leviticus chapter 23 and verse 8.
嗯，我们翻到利未记的二十三章的第八节。
He says here, but you shall.Offer an offering made by fire to the Lord for 7 days, that's during the period of the Feast of Unleavened Bread, and the 7th day shall be a holy convocation, you shall do no customary work.
嗯，第八节，要将火祭献给耶和华七日，这七日呢，就是无酵节这个持续庆祝的这七天，然后第七日是圣会，什么劳碌的工都不可做。
So on the last day of the feast,it says that it was a holy convocation or a holy assembly. That is, it was to be observed before the Lord, like a Sabbath.
嗯，那这里面说到第七日是圣会，圣会就是一个神圣的聚会啊，也是要在耶和华面前守的，就像安息日是一样的。
Because in verse 3, the Sabbath is spoken of there as being a holy convocation too.
嗯，因为在这同一章啊，二十三章的第三节里面说到，当说到安息日的时候啊，也说安息日当有圣会，你们什么工都不可做。
But notice the difference in wording between verse 3 and verse 8.
嗯，但是我们看一下啊，这个第三节和第八节它在用词上的一些差别。
On the Sabbath, verse 3.It says you shall do no work on it. It is the Sabbath of the Lord.
嗯，第三节呢是说第七日是安息日，当有圣会，你们什么工都不可做。
But in verse 8, we read about the seventh day, which is not a Sabbath, but it's still a holy convocation, and it doesn't have the same restriction as a normal Sabbath. It just says you shall do no customary work on it.
嗯，然后我们再看第八节啊，这个第七日这一天呢，就是这个节的最后一天呢，它不是普通的安息日，但它这里说呢，也是圣会，但是它对这一天的限制呢，不像安息日那么严格，它只是说什么劳碌的工都不可做。
So, in other words, they were not to do their ordinary labor in the fields or any of their other occupations.
嗯。
But the preparation of food could be permitted, and preparations for the feast could be done. There was a relaxation of the seventh day, the holy convocation, compared to the Sabbath.
嗯，那也就是说呢，就是劳碌的工啊，是指他们不需要在田里工作，或者他们其他从事其他的职业的时候。这个他们这个工作岗位上的工作可以不做，但是呢，他这一天可以预备食物，也可以准备这个过节的一些东西，所以跟这个普通的安息日比呢，它是比较放松的。
Yeah, the on the Sabbath day, the restriction was so serious that we read in Numbers about a man who.Was gathering sticks on the Sabbath, and when he was found out, he was told they were told to stone the man to death.
嗯，但是关于普通的这个安息日啊，就一般的这个安息的这个限制是非常严格的。我们在民数记里面读到过，有一个人在安息日的时候出去捡柴，然后摩西去求问耶和华，耶和华就说要把这个人用石头打死，是非常严厉的。
So I'm hoping that Brother Shaw is that answers the question. There was a difference between the seventh day or of the unleavened bread and the seventh day of the Sabbath, because the seventh day of unleavened bread actually fell on the sixth day, as he points out.
所以呢，希望能够回答希望弟兄这个问题，就是他指出来的这个对，就是无酵节的这个第七天呢，虽然也是圣会，但它不是这个我们通常意义上说的一周当中的这个第七天的安息日，它实际上是一周的最后一天，不是最后一天，就是第六天，但是呢，它也是一个放松休息的日子，而且要有圣会。
If that's still not clear, maybe we can take that up another time, but I think we should move on into our study this evening.
就如果这个解释还不能特别清楚的回答肖定兄的问题呢，我们以后再找时间再详细讲，但是我们现在要进到我们今天的新的内容里面了。
So we're going to look at a feast within a feast. It's the feast of first fruits.
那我们今天要继续学习这个节里面套的这个节啊，就是初熟节。
Turn to Leviticus chapter 23, and we'll read from verse 9.
我们继续看这个利未记的二十三章啊，第九节。
And the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, Speak to the children of Israel, and say to them, When you come into the land which I give to you, and reap its harvest, then you shall bring a sheaf of the first fruits of your harvest to the priest.
第九和第十节，耶和华对摩西说，你晓谕以色列人说，你们到了我赐给你们的地，收割庄稼的时候，要将初熟的庄稼一捆带给祭司。
So now, these instructions are given by Moses to the children, or by the Lord to Moses for the children of Israel.
那这个这些话呢，都是主耶和华赐给摩西的，是为以色列人所设定的。
They were still in the wilderness.
那个时候呢，就是说出这话的时候呢，他们还在旷野里面。
And he doesn't say if I bring you into the land. He says when you come into the land which I give to you. It was God's gift to them.
所以他说这个话的时候，不是说如果我把你们带到了这个应许之地，而是说你们到了我赐给你们的地，就是这是神一定会赐给他们的。
They would enter into an entirely new position now.
所以他们要现在进到一个完全新的地位上了。
Previous to this, the children of Israel they had lived in tents while they were in the land of Canaan, and they didn't own the land that they lived in Egypt.
那在此之前呢，以色列人都是住帐篷的，包括在亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各那个时代，他们虽然也住在迦南地，但他们是没有土地的，他们也是住帐篷的。到埃及呢，他们依然是放羊的，还是住帐篷的。
Slaves don't own anything.
而且在埃及他们是做奴隶的，奴隶是一无所有的。
But no, God was going to bring them into an inheritance.
但是神告诉他们，一定会把他们带到一个属于他们的产业里面。
Up to this point, they'd been strangers and pilgrims, and they had been slaves in Egypt too.
直到那一天之前呢，他们都是在这地上啊，都是做客旅的，是做寄居的，甚至在埃及的时候，甚至是做奴隶的。
And they were going to, and the Lord was going to bring them into an entirely different land than the land of Egypt.
那现在呢，神要把他们带到一个跟埃及完全不同的一片土地上。
It was a land that God says his eye is on it from the beginning of the year to the end.
然后这块土地呢，神说他的眼目啊，从年初到年尾啊，都在看顾这片土地。
For some reason, God has chosen this particular land for his people.
所以神呢是有他的原因的，他选择了这块地赐给属他的民。
It would be where all their blessings would come out of that land.
从这块土地上啊，一切的祝福都会从这块土地上出来。
So, we too, as Christians, we have been brought into a new position.
我们作为基督徒啊，我们也是一样，我们也是被带到了一个新的地位上。
no longer slaves to the God of this world. We have been brought into all the blessings in heavenly places in our Lord Jesus Christ.
我们也再也不是这今世的王撒旦的奴隶了，我们是在主耶稣基督里面、被带到所有属天的祝福里面了。
Not only then they get a new position in the land, but they would also have a new occupation.
所以他们不仅呢是有了一个新的地位啊，拥有了这一片土地，而且他们还有了一个新的职业。
When Pharaoh asked Jacob, Jacob came down to the land of Egypt during the time of famine, he was asked by Pharaoh what his occupation was.
还记得当雅各啊从因为饥荒啊从这个迦南地逃到埃及去的时候呢，那个埃及的法老问雅各，你是做什么的？
And in Genesis 47, verses 3 and 4, we read there that he said, well, we are herdsmen, and our fathers were herdsmen.
在创世纪的47章的这个7-8节啊，然后雅各说，他说我们是放羊的，我们祖祖辈辈都是放羊的。
And when they came out of Egypt, they had a lot of cattle. They brought their cattle with them.
然后他们去埃及的时候啊，他们也带了很多的牛羊牲畜来。
But now they are going to get a brand new occupation.
那现在呢，他们要有一个新的职业了。
They were going to be settlers. They were going to have homes. They were going to become farmers. They were going to own land.
那他们现在呢，要在这片土地安居下来啊，他们要在那里建的这个永久的家，他们要成为农民啊，耕种这片土地了。
It'd be a brand new life of faith and obedience.
所以他们在这个信心啊和顺服里面，他们会有了一个崭新的生活。
In Egypt, they didn't have to depend upon the rain. The Nile supplied all the water for their crops.
在埃及的时候啊，他们是不需要依靠雨的，因为那个尼罗河啊提供他们一切所需要的水。
In the wilderness, God supplied manna for them.
然后在旷野的时候呢，神一直都是供应他们玛纳吃的。
But now, when they go into the land, they're going to be dependent upon God for His seasonal rains, the rains that come down from heaven for the crop.
但是到了迦南地呢，他们就需要依靠神从天上啊，定期一年两季赐给他们的这个雨水啊，这个庄稼才能够长。
And he told them if they were obedient to him, then God would send the former and the latter rains, and their harvest would be full, and they would see no famine.
神告诉他们，如果他们遵守神的律法，顺服神的话呢，神就会按时降下春雨和秋雨，那他们呢就会得着庄稼的丰收。
But this new life was different than Egypt.
他们在这个迦南地的生活呢，这个新生活呢，是和埃及是完全不一样的。
The new life in the land required obedience and faith, which would be necessary for fruitfulness.
那在这个新的这个生活里面啊，他们是必须要有信心，也要顺服的。只有这两样，他们才能够得着这个祝福，才能得到丰收。
So we as Christians too, we live by faith in obedience to the Word of God, and that's the way to fruitfulness for the Christian.
我们也是一样，我们作为基督徒，我们要在生活中生命中结出果子来，我们也需要信靠神的话，也要顺服神的话。
Now, again, verse 9 of Leviticus chapter 23, the next line says, when you reap its harvest, the harvest of the land that I'm going to bring you into.
然后这个第十节的中间啊，他说，当你收割庄稼的时候，要将初熟的庄稼一捆带给祭司。
So the Passover was held in Egypt, and it was held once in the wilderness as well. But this feast could not be kept in Egypt or in the wilderness. It could only be kept in when they got into the land.
但这个逾越节啊，曾经在埃及的时候有过，然后在旷野的时候也庆祝过。但是这个初熟节啊，他们无论是在埃及还在旷野啊，都没有办法庆祝的。
So in order to reap the harvest, they had to be in the land.
因为你若是要收割庄稼的话，你必须人已经在这片土地上才可以。
But in order before they would be able to reap the harvest, the first thing he wants is for them. He says, "You shall bring a sheaf of the first fruits to the priest."
但是在这里面说啊，你在收割庄稼之前呢，你必须要先做一件事，就是把那个初熟的庄稼的一捆带给祭司。
And we read in verse 11, it would be the next day that the day after the Sabbath.
那在十一节里我们就看到就是这个初熟节这一天啊是在安息日的次日。
So what they do is, on the 14th of the night of the 14th, they would eat the Passover.
那我们再回顾一下在正月的14日这天晚上呢他们是要吃这个逾越节的晚餐的。
Now remember that the Jewish day, it began at sundown to sundown.
我们要记得啊，就犹太人的一天呢，他们是从日落到日落的。
Not like us, we reckon our time from midnight to midnight.
我们呢，就是通常算一天呢，是从午夜到午夜的。
But their day ended at sundown, and the new day began.
那他们犹太人不一样，他们的一天呢是在日落的时候十分结束的，然后紧接呢就是新的一天又开始了。
So the Passover lamb was slain just as the sun set at the beginning of the 14th day of the month.
14th or 15th?
14th.
14th.
The Passover lamb was slain.
这个月节的这个羔羊啊就是在这个逾越节这一天就是正月十四日这一天开始的时候被杀的。
And that night it was eaten. They roasted it and they ate the lamb.
然后在那当天的晚上呢他们是把这个羊烤了然后吃掉。
The next day was a preparation for the Sabbath. It was a special Sabbath because it was the first day of the unleavened bread.
然后第二个白就是接着的那个天亮了以后的白天呢他们是为这个安息日做预备的这一天。
And the Sabbath started just when the sun went down, the Sabbath day started, which would be the 15th.
然后到这个日落的时候啊这个安息日这一天就开始了因为安息日这一天也是从日落的时候开始。
And the next day, which would be the Saturday, our Saturday or the Sabbath, as the sun went down, the priests would go out into the fields and they would look at the new harvest there of barley harvest And they would take handfuls of ripened grain and make it into a sheaf.
然后呢这一天呢就是这个安息日这一天呢就是星期六啊。然后在这个日落之前呢那个祭司呢要到这个田里面去就是大麦的田里啊去找那些初熟的一岁一岁的把它这一岁一岁的摘出来然后捆成一个禾捆。
They were not to begin their harvest.Of the new crop until the wave sheaf had been waved in the tabernacle.
那整个以色列人呢是不能现在不是不能开始收割大麦的，直到这祭司把这个初熟的这个禾捆在耶和华面前摇了摇以后，然后他们才能开始收割这个大麦。
Now, the harvest was very important, but the Lord must have His portion first.
那丰收呢当然对以色列人很重要但是要把那个最初的要献给神神要有属于他的这一部分。
So just at twilight or just after the Sabbath had ended at dusk as it began to get dark, then the first day of the week began, and that's when they took the grains from the field.
嗯，然后在这个日落时分以后，到天完全黑的时候，那就是这个安息日的次日，就是初树节这一天就开始了。
And they were to bring it to the feast, or to the priest rather.
嗯，然后他们就把这个初树的禾捆呢带到祭司那里去。
And then the following morning, which was still the first day of the week, at first light, the priest would wave this, go into the tabernacle.In through the door of the tabernacle into the holy place before the veil, he would wave this wave sheaf before the Lord. And it would, as it says there, it would be accepted for him.
嗯，然后在这个安息日的次日啊，也就是这一周的第一天啊，当这个第一缕清晨的阳光啊照进圣殿的时候呢，这个祭司啊就在第一时间要拿着这个初熟的禾捆到这个幔子面前，在耶和华面前摇一摇。
Now, if you turn with me to John chapter 12, verse 23.
翻到约翰福音十二章的二十三节。
John chapter 12, verse 23. This is just before the Lord's Passover.
嗯，这个时候呢是主最后一次的逾越节之前呢，很快就要到他最后过逾越节的这个时刻了。
And Jesus says here, verse 23, But Jesus answered them, saying, The hour has come that the Son of Man should be glorified. Most assuredly, I say to you, unless a grain of wheat falls into the ground and dies, it remains alone. But if it dies, it produces much grain.
二十三和二十四节，耶稣说：“人子得荣耀的时候到了。我实实在在的告诉你们，一粒麦子不落在地里死了，仍旧是一粒；若是死了，就结出许多子粒来。”
He was the grain that went into the ground to die, to bring forth a harvest.
主耶稣啊，就是这一粒落在地里死了的麦子，然后他结出了许多子粒来。
But he was the first to rise from the dead.
他是呢首先从死里复活的。
That's what the wave sheaf pictures. They went and they took from among the sheaves one sheaf, a unique sheaf, and that was the one that was waved before the Lord.
嗯，那他呢就是这个祭司啊拿着这个初熟的禾捆摇一摇，这个就是他摇的这个禾捆就是预表了主耶稣，因为他是在众多的这个庄稼里面啊。挑出来这个独特的这个一捆。
Turn with me to 1 Corinthians chapter 15 and verse 20.
嗯，我们翻到哥林多前书的十五章的二十节。
But now Christ is risen from the dead and has become the first fruits of those who have fallen asleep.
但基督已经从死里复活，成为睡了之人初熟的果子。
The first fruits speaks of the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ.
初熟的果子呢，就是代表主耶稣基督从死里复活。
He would be glorified, as he said, of the grain of it's the hour has come that the Son of Man would be glorified. He'd be glorified in his resurrection.
那主耶稣说，人子得荣耀的时候到了。这个得荣耀的时候是什么呢？就是他从死里复活的那一刻。
He had fully glorified the Father in his life and in his death, and now he is going to be glorified by the Father through resurrection.
他在他的这个无论是他的生还是他的死啊，都荣耀了父的名，所以父现在要借着使他从死里复活，荣耀圣子。
Matthew chapter 28.
我们再看马太福音的二十八章。
We read these words, verse 1.
第一节。
Now, after the Sabbath, as the first day of the week began to dawn, Mary Magdalene and the other Mary came to see the tomb. Behold, there was a great earthquake, for an angel of the Lord descended from heaven and came and rolled back the stone from the door and sat on it. His countenance was like lightning, and his clothing as white as snow. And the guards shook for fear of him and became like dead men. But the angel answered and said to the women, "Do not be afraid, for I know that you seek Jesus who was crucified. He is not here, for he is risen. As he said, come see the place where the Lord lay."
我们从一节读到六节。 安息日将近，七日的头一日，天快亮的时候，抹大拉的玛利亚和那个玛利亚来看坟墓。忽然，地大震动，因为有主的使者从天上下来，把石头滚开，坐在上面。他的相貌如同闪电，衣服洁白如雪，看守的人就因他吓得浑身乱颤，甚至和死人一样。天使对妇女说：“不要害怕，我知道你们是寻找那钉十字架的耶稣，他不在这里，照他所说的已经复活了。你们来看安放主的地方。”
The very foundation of our faith is the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ.
我们信心的这个基石啊，就是主耶稣基督的复活。
We have a living Savior.
因为我们现在有一个活着的救主。
We don't look back to a prophet or anything else, anyone else who we can find their grave perhaps. Not dead, but living.
所以我们不是像那些以前的先知或者其他的什么伟人那样，我们只能看见他的坟墓。不是的，我们现在的这个主是活着的。We
have a wonderful living Savior today, as many of us can testify.
我们很多人都可以见证，就是我们有一个美好的活着的救主。
The Father would glorify him by raising him from the dead, showing that he was satisfied with the sacrifice his Son made on our behalf.
所以父神呢，荣耀他，荣耀圣子啊，使他从死里复活，就是为了要证明给我们看，就是主耶稣在十字架上付上的这个，他献的祭，付上的代价，是满足了公义的要求。
Now it has been suggested that while the priest went into the tabernacle with that sheaf of wheat that morning, that as he was waving that sheaf before the Lord, he witnessed the veil being torn from the top to the bottom.
就是主复活的那一天，也就是初熟节的日子嘛。 那一天的早晨，祭司也要拿着一个初熟的禾捆进到这个圣殿里面，在幔子面前摇一摇的。他亲眼见证了这个幔子是从上到下裂开的。One
of the gospel writers records that event, and that it was torn. There, it sounds like an eyewitness account of what happened that morning.
因为有一卷福音书是记载了这个，就是幔子从上到下裂开的。他这样记载，就像他亲眼看见的，做见证的一样。And
that showed that through the resurrection of Christ, the way into the holiest is now open to every believer.
所以也就是说，这个幔子裂开，代表我们能每一个基督徒进到至圣所里，这个路已经被打通了。
Because the sacrifice that he made, the blood that he shed, was a perfect sacrifice, and his blood cleanses from all sin.
因为他所献的祭，他的血都是完全的，是洁净了所有的罪的。And
so now, we as Christians, we are invited to come into the holiest of all by the blood of Jesus.
所以我们作为基督徒，我们是主耶稣基督的血邀请我们，可以进到那个至圣所里来。Now,
to have a first fruits, that's just the first of the harvest it's a promise of a harvest to come if we talk about first fruits.
那另外呢，我们说这是初熟的禾捆呢，那初熟的禾捆呢，就意味着它要保证后面的整个的这个庄稼的丰收。
And so we reread in 1 Corinthians chapter 15 again.
我们再回到哥林多前书的十五章。
In verse, we'll read from verse 20 again.
我们再从二十节开始读。
But now Christ is risen from the dead.And has become the first fruits of those who have fallen asleep. For since by man came death, by man also came the resurrection of the dead. For as in Adam all die, even so in Christ all shall be made alive. But each one in his own order, Christ, the first fruits, afterwards those that are Christ at his coming.
我们从二十节读到二十三节，但基督已经从死里复活，成为睡了之人初熟的果子。死既是因一人而来，死人复活也是因一人而来。在亚当里众人都死了，照样在基督里众人也都要复活，但个人是按着自己的次序复活。初熟的果子是基督，以后在他来的时候是那些属基督的。
Now there had been a number of people that had been raised from the dead before the Lord Jesus.
在主耶稣基督复活之前呢，其实是有很多死人复活的。
We think of the widow's son. We think of Lazarus.
比如说拿因城的那个寡妇的儿子，比如说拉撒路。
But they, you could say that those was that was not a true resurrection. It was they because they were raised from the dead, but they would die again.
但是呢，他们这些死里复活呢，不是真正的复活，因为他们是从死里又活过来了，但是他们后来还是死了。
But this resurrection of the Lord Jesus was entirely different.
但是主耶稣基督的复活呢，是完全不同的。
He was raised in glory.
他是在荣耀里面被复活的。
No more would nails pierce his hands or the nails pierce his feet or the crown pierce his head. He was material, but material things could not touch him.
就是他复活以后再也不会有人可以钉他的这个把钉子钉在他的手上脚上把荆棘的冠冕戴到他的这个头上了，就是物质的东西再也伤害不了他了，不能碰到他了。
He was raised to glory.
因为他已经复活进到了荣耀里面了。
So the resurrection that believers can expect is the same kind of resurrection as the Lord Jesus himself.
那我们这些信徒呢，所期待的这个复活，就是跟主耶稣基督一样的复活，就是进到荣耀里的复活。
Paul tells us, even though it's a mystery, that we shall all be changed completely.
所以保罗说，这是一个奥秘，就是我们都要被改变。
We'll be transformed, transfigured, altered, changed. We'll have a body like his glorious body.
我们的身体也都要变化，都要改变，像主的身体那样。
Those bodies will not be subject to death.
那我们变化以后的这个得到的新的身体就再也不会死了。
So, another aspect that we might look at here is that he was raised from among the dead. That's what the word says there in 1 Corinthians. He was raised.From among the dead. Not everybody was raised, only him.
那这里面还有一点要强调的就是在这二十节里面是耶稣是从死人里面复活的，就是其他人都是死的，只有他复活了。
There was much grain, the fields were full of grain, but there was only one sheaf chosen, and out of all the fields, only one sheaf was waved before the Lord.
那也这个形象的图画就是在一大片的庄稼地里啊，只有这一个禾捆被挑出来，是一个独特的禾捆在耶和华面前摇一摇。
Now the Lord Jesus tried to teach his disciples this, but they couldn't understand it.
主耶稣呢是想努力的要教导给他门徒这个道理，但是他们当时不明白。
Turn to Mark chapter 9.
我们翻到马可福音九章。
And verse 9.
第九节。
As they came down from the Mount of Transfiguration, he didn't want his disciples to tell anyone about what they had seen.
当主耶稣啊从这个变相山上下来的时候啊，他告诉他的叮嘱他的门徒啊，不要把他们所看到的告诉别人。
In verse 9, he says, Now as they came down from the mountain, he commanded them that they should tell no one the things they had seen until the Son of Man had risen from the dead. So they kept this word to themselves, questioning what the rising from the dead means.
第九第十节，下山的时候，耶稣嘱咐他们说，人子还没有从死里复活，你们不要将所看见的告诉人。门徒将这话存记在心，彼此议论，从死里复活是什么意思？
Now usually our translations fail us at this point.
有的时候我们这个翻译在这个地方就翻译不出来了。
Because there is a Greek preposition that is used, that the Lord uses, that they could not understand why he put a preposition there.
因为它这里面有一个介词啊，是什么词？是希腊语里面的，这个主耶稣用在这里，但是门徒们不能明白他为什么用这个词。
Now, let me read that verse 9 again, the last part of that verse.
我们再读一遍这个第九节的后半部分啊。
He commanded them that they should tell no one the things they had seen till the Son of Man had risen from out among the dead.
我们中文这里也不能完全体会啊。我从这个英文直译过来，他说：“你们不要将所看见的告诉人，直到人子从一堆死人里面复活的时候。”
So they were wondering.Their question was, what does this mean, rising from out among the dead? What did that mean?
所以这里面他用了一个介词呢，就是从死人当中复活出来。所以他们门徒是不明白主耶稣用这样的介词是什么意思的。
Now, they all believed in a general resurrection. As a Orthodox Jew, they believed in the resurrection.
那作为他们是这个信律法的这个犹太人呢，他们是知道这个最终死人都要复活的，这个他们都相信。
And Martha expresses their more or less their belief in John chapter 11 and verse
24. 那马大作为这些门徒的代表，他们都替马大替他们表达了他们所对这个死里复活的认知，就是在约翰福音十一章里面。
John 11:24 says, Martha said to him, I know that he will rise again in the resurrection at the last day.
11章的24节，马大说，我知道在末日复活的时候，他必复活。
See, they believed in a general resurrection, that everybody would be resurrected at one time.
犹太人是相信这个在最后的一个日子啊，一个时刻是有这种普遍的复活的，就每个人都要复活。
This was a complete mystery then to the disciples that he said that he's going to rise out from among the dead.
但是主耶稣说到他要从死人当中复活的这个时候呢，对他们来说，对门徒当时的门徒来说是一个奥秘，他们不能明白。
Now Paul gives us some more information on that in the verses. That we read earlier in 1 Corinthians 15.
但是保罗呢就对这个奥秘啊，他进行了一个进一步的解释，就是在那个哥林多前书的十五章里面，就是我们刚才
verse 22 and 23.
就是22和23节。
For as in Adam all die, even so all in Christ all shall be made alive.
22节，在亚当里众人都死了，照样在基督里众人也都要复活。
Now here the all he's talking about are those that had died in Jesus, that had trusted the Lord Jesus Christ. He's not talking about unbelievers.
这里面说的这个众人都要复活这个众人啊，是指在基督里死的人，就是他们已经信靠耶稣基督，已经得救的，不是指不信徒，不信的人啊，是指信徒。
Now Paul gives the order of the resurrection.
然后保罗呢就给出这个复活的次序了。
In verse
23,
but each one in his own order, Christ the first fruits, afterward those who are Christ at his coming.
但个人是按照自己的次序复活，初熟的果子是基督，以后在他来的时候是那些属基督的。
Christ the first fruits, there's the promise of a harvest to come.
所以既然有了初熟的果子就是基督先复活了，那他就保证后面所有的人都能复活，就保证后面的大丰收。
Those that have trusted the Lord Jesus Christ and have fallen asleep, he's going to raise them from the dead.
那些信靠耶稣基督的人睡着了的人呢，主耶稣会让他们都复活的。
But in 1 Thessalonians, he says, if we which are alive and remain,we're going to be raptured. We're going to be caught up together with them in the air and meet the Lord in the air.
然后在《天赛伦加前书》的四章里面还提到，就是主再来的时候，我们这些还活着的人呢，也会被提到空中，而且我们会瞬间改变，和他们一起，和主在一起，见面在一起。
So now we're talking about resurrection. There are two resurrections.
所以我们谈到了这个复活啊，有两种复活。
Turn with me to John chapter 5.
约翰福音的五章。
John chapter 5 and verse 28 and 29.
28和29节。
Do not marvel at this, he says.For the hour is coming in which all who are in the graves will hear his voice and come forth. Those who have done good to the resurrection of life, and those who have done evil to the resurrection of condemnation.
你们不要把这事看作稀奇，时候要到，凡在坟墓里的都要听见他的声音就出来，行善的复活得生，作恶的复活定罪。
And so, when believers are resurrected, they're going to be resurrected the same as the Lord Jesus, out from among the dead.
所以当信徒复活的时候，我们的复活是和这个主耶稣基督的复活是一样的，是从死人当中复活。
Everyone who has trusted the Lord Jesus Christ as their personal Savior and have the Spirit indwelling them, when they die,When in the first resurrection, the Lord is going to raise them up from among the dead, the same as the Lord Jesus was raised from among the dead.
所以凡是信靠主耶稣做他们个人的救主，他们有重生的生命，有圣灵住在他们里面的这些信徒呢，当主耶在第一批复活的时候呢，主耶稣会使他们在一群的死人当中复活，就跟主耶稣基督当时的复活是一样的。
Now the resurrection to life, that's also in two phases.
那这个复活呢是复活得生，然后它也分两个阶段。
The first phase is when the church is resurrected.
第一个阶段呢就是教会复活。
The head who is now in heaven is going to be united to his body.
那我们教会的头啊，现在他在天上了，在这个复活的时候呢，他会和他的身体重新联合起来。
The groom will receive his bride.
也就是新郎要迎接他的新娘了。
John 14, verses 1 to 3, the Lord Jesus speaks about this resurrection.
约翰福音的十四章的一到三节啊，主耶稣在这里面讲到的就是这个教会的复活。
He says, "Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you to myself, that where I am, there you may be also."
你们心里不要忧愁，你们信神也当信我，在我父的家里有许多住处，若是没有，我就早已告诉你们了。我去原是为你们预备地方去，我若去为你们预备了地方，就必再来接你们到我那里去，我在哪里，叫你们也在那里。
The Lord Jesus is going to come for his own in the rapture of the church. It's going to be, as 1 Thessalonians chapter 4 says, we'll be caught up together into the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and so we shall ever be with the Lord.
所以主耶稣会再来去来接凡属他的人，那个时候就是教会被提的时候，就是在帖撒罗尼迦前书的四章里面讲的，我们都被要提到空中与主相见，并永永远远和主在一起。
We might ask, how will this actually take place? How will the Lord knowwhich one to raise up from among the dead?
你可能会问，这一切怎么发生的？主怎么会知道谁会从死里复活呢？从死人当中，谁该复活呢？
Turn to Romans chapter 8 and verse 11.
我们翻到罗马书的八章十一节。
Verse 10, sorry.
第十节。
Well, let's read from verse 9 there.
我们从第九节读吧。
But you are not in the flesh, but in the spirit, if indeed the spirit of God dwells in you. Now, if anyone does not have the spirit of Christ, he is not his. And if Christ is in you, the body is dead because of sin, but the spirit is life.Because of righteousness. But if the spirit of him who raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you, he who raised Christ from the dead will also give life to your mortal bodies through the spirit who dwells in you.
Amen. 从第九到第十一节啊，如果神的灵住在你们心里，你们就不属肉体，乃属圣灵了。人若没有基督的灵，就不是属基督的。基督若在你们心里，身体就因罪而死，心灵却因义而活。然而叫耶稣从死里复活者的灵若住在你们心里，那叫基督耶稣从死里复活的，也必借着住在你们心里的圣灵，使你们必死的身体又活过来。
When the Lord Jesus comes from heaven with a shout, the only ones that are going to hear are those that have life in the spirit.That dwells in them and has sealed them while they were living here on earth.
所以当主耶稣再来提教会的时候，他在天上大声喊的时候呢，是凡是那些心灵因义而活，有圣灵内住在里面的人呢，他们就能听见，他们就会身体就会活过来。
If you've never been born again by the Spirit of God, you won't be able to listen. You'll be like a dead person and cannot respond to any outward stimuli, any other outward sounds or sights or anything.
那如果你不是重生得救的基督徒呢？你是听不见的。你当主来提教会的时候，他呼喊的时候呢，你是听不见的。所有外界的声音，你就像一个聋子一样，你是完全。没有感觉，听不见的。
But if the Spirit of God is in you, that same Spirit who raised Jesus from the dead will raise you also from among the dead.
但是如果圣灵住在你的心里呢，那叫耶稣基督从死里复活的，也必借着住在你们心里的圣灵，使你们必死的身体，就是从诸多的死人当中 又复活活过来。
So the first resurrection has two phases, as I mentioned. The first phase is Jesus comes in the air for his special body, the church.
所以我刚才提到第一次复活呢也分两个阶段。第一个阶段呢就是主耶稣基督来到空中 来接教会，来提教会凡属他的人的。
The second phase of the first resurrection is when Jesus comes to the earth in power and glory.
那第一次复活的第二个阶段呢就是当主耶稣基督带着荣耀和全能来到地上的时候。
And those that are raised are the Old Testament saints from Adam on through to the last Old Testament saint, and the tribulation saints, those that are killed during the time of the Great Tribulation.
那时候复活的是谁呢？是所有旧约的圣徒，从亚伯拉罕一直到旧约的最后一个圣徒，以及在大灾难的时候死了的圣徒。
Turn with me to Daniel chapter 12.
我们翻到但以理书的十二章。
Daniel chapter 12, and we'll read from verse 1.
我们从第一节开始读。
At that time, Michael shall stand up. And we read about him in the book of Revelation, where he comes forth to do war against the dragon.
那时保佑你本国之民的天使长米迦勒必站起来。米迦勒呢，我们在启示录里读到，他是和那个大蛇啊征战的那一位。
And the rest of the verse continues, Michael, who is that great prince who stands watch over the sons of your people.
并且有大艰难从有国以来直到今时没有这样的。
And then The prophet talks about the great tribulation. He says there, he continues in verse 12, and there shall be a time of trouble such as never was since there was a nation, even to that time.
这是刚才我读的这个，就是他接着他就讲米迦勒，先讲米迦勒站起来，然后再讲这个大灾难啊，就是从有国以来直到今时没有这样的。
And he goes,At that, he says there, continues in that long verse 1, and at that time, your people, that is the nation of Israel, shall be delivered, everyone who is found written in the book.
这第一节很长啊，我们现在读到第一节的第三部分了，就是你本国的民众，你本国的民就是指以色列民众，凡名录在册上的必得拯救。
Now,It says at that time, notice that word, that phrase, at that time. We go to verse 9 where Daniel identifies when that time is, or actually Gabriel is the one that's bringing him the message.
因为我们看这个第一节的十二章第一节一开始就是那时啊，这个是米迦勒告诉他的启示，那我们看看这个那时是指什么时候呢？看第九节。
And he says, go your way, Daniel, for the words are closed up and sealed until the time of the end.
他说，但以理啊，你只管去，因为这话已经隐藏封闭，直到末时。
And then he goes in verse 13.
然后到十三节。
But you go your way till the end, for you shall rest and arise to your inheritance at the end of the days.
你切去等候结局，因为你必安歇，到了末期你必起来享受你的福分。
The Old Testament prophets spoke of that day, the day of the Lord, when the Lord comes in power and glory. That's the end of the days.
所以这里面说的那时也好，结局也好，末期也好，都是指主的日子，或者叫耶和华的日子。
So that's the timing. It's the time after the 70th week of Daniel's prophecy has run its course. The enemies of Christ have risen against him, and he has appeared in power and glory, and taken up his great power, and he's reigning on earth.
那个时候呢，就是这个七年的这个大灾难最后的尾声了。主耶稣基督的敌人呢，都已经显明出来了。然后主耶稣要在他的全能和荣耀里面来到地上，消灭他的敌人，然后建立他的政权。
And then verse 2 talks about the second phase of the first resurrection, the resurrection of the just from the Old Testament and the tribulation saints.
然后这个12章的二节啊，讲的就是这个第一次复活的第二个阶段，就是主再来地上建立国度的时候，所有旧约的义人、圣徒以及大灾难时死去的圣徒，他们都要复活。
And he says, many of those who sleep in the dust of the earth shall awake, some to everlasting life, some to shame and everlasting contempt.
睡在尘埃中的必有多人复醒，其中有得永生的，有受羞辱永远被憎恶的。
So there we see the in that last part of verse 2, some to everlasting life. That is the first resurrection, the second phase of this first resurrection, the resurrection to life that he spoke about in John's gospel.
这个第二节的这个里面说啊，其中有得永生的，这些人呢，就是指在这个第一次复活的第二个阶段当中复活得生的这些人。
And then the other is the resurrection to condemnation. Some to everlasting life, some to shame and everlasting contempt.
那么还有些人他们复活呢，是受审判的，是被定罪的，就是这里面说的有受羞辱永远被憎恶的。
Now we'll read in Book of Revelation that 1,000 years separates those two events.
然后中间呢有就是这个有复活得生哈，和复活被定罪的中间是隔了1000年的，就千禧年把他们隔开的。
The thousand-year prophecy was not the subject of Daniel's prophecy. He did not see the difference between the two.
但是在但以理的这个书里面啊，在这个预言里面，他是看不出中间是隔了一千年的。
Turn with me to Isaiah chapter 26, where we find another reference to the very what we're talking about.
我们翻到这个以赛亚书的26章，这里还能看到一。句经文啊，也是关于我们现在讲的这个的。
Isaiah chapter 26 and verse 19.
19节。
And here Isaiah is talking about the resurrection, the first resurrection.
这个19节讲的呢，也是复活，而且也是指第一次复活。
They say the Old Testament saints knew about a resurrection, but they didn't know. They didn't know when it would happen. They thought it was at the end of the age.
那旧约的先知呢，他们是知道有复活的，但是他们不知道这个复活发生了什么时候。他们以为呢，都是在最末期的时候才会发生。
Verse 19, he says, "Your dead shall live together with my dead body. They shall arise."
死人要复活，尸首要兴起。
And awake and sing. You who dwell in dust, for your dew is like the dew of herbs, and the earth shall cast out the dead.
睡在尘埃的呀，要兴起歌唱。
And then he speaks here of the day of the Lord. That day, the day of the Lord, when he comes in power and glory, and they are going, the children of Israel shield themselves from his, from his glory, I guess it is, from his glorious when he comes. And he says in verse 20, "Come, my people, enter your chambers, shut your doors behind you, hide yourself as it were for a little moment until the indignation is past. For behold, the Lord comes out of his place to punish the inhabitants of the earth for their iniquity, and the earth will also disclose her blood and will no more cover her slain."
那接下去的这个20和21节讲的就是主再来到地上的这个时候的情景呢，就是这些以色列人呢要藏起来啊，就是 躲避这个主的这个荣耀的这个能力啊。他说，我的百姓啊，你们要来进入内室，关上门，隐藏片时，等到愤怒过去，因为耶和华从他的居所出来，要刑罚地上居民的罪孽，地也必露出其中的血，不再掩盖被杀的人。
And then in verse 1 of the next chapter, verse 1 of chapter 27, he talks about there, about the, his, he will slay that serpent, the old serpent Satan.
然后接下去的这个27章一节里面讲，就是主要这个杀这个古蛇，就是从古时候那个大蛇。
And then there's a song, and the rest of the chapter talks about Israel being restored.
然后这27章后半段呢，就是一首赞歌，就是以色列人要被拯救。
But the important thing to remember here is that there was a resurrection of Isaiah. There was a resurrection of Daniel, the Old Testament saints.
所以我们通过这两处经文呢，就知道有这个但以理的复活，也有以赛亚的复活，这个旧约的先知们的复活。
That resurrection takes place after the tribulation period, as we saw from those two prophecies.
那从这两处先知的预言里面，我们知道他们这个复活呢，是要到这个千禧年，不是千禧年，就是这个大灾难的最后的时刻，末结束的时候。
So then, turn to Revelation chapter 6 now.
我们现在翻到启示录的六章。
And there were those that will die for their faith, martyrs, during the tribulation period.
我们来看那些就是在大灾难的时候殉道的，在他们的信心里面去世的，死在信心里面死去的那些大灾难的圣徒们。
These are not Christians. The church has been raptured into heaven, and they are with Christ at this time.
他们这些人不是基督徒，因为那个时候教会已经被提了，他们已经在教会已经在天上跟基督在一起了。
And verse 9 says, when he opened the fifth seal, I saw under the altar the souls of those who had been slain for the word of God and for the testimony which they held. And they cried out with a loud voice, saying, How long, O Lord, holy and true, until you judge and avenge our blood on those who dwell on the earth? Then a white robe was given to each of them, and it was said to them that they should rest a little while longer,until both the number of their fellow servants and their brethren who would be killed as they were was completed.
第九到第十一节，揭开第五印的时候，我看见在祭坛底下有为神的道并为做见证被杀之人的灵魂大声喊着说，圣洁真实的主啊，你不审判住在地上的人给我们生流血的冤要等到几时呢？于是有白衣赐给他们个人，又有话对他们说，还要安息片时，等着一同做仆人的和他们的弟兄也向他们被杀，满足了数目。
So this is the second phase of the first resurrection that they were waiting for. They were waiting for the Lord to appear on the earth.
所以他们这个时候这些殉道的灵魂啊，他们在等待的就是第一次复活的第二个阶段，就是主在显现的时候。
And then if you go to Revelation chapter 20 and verse 4.
我们再看到启示录的二十章的四节。
And I saw thrones, and they sat on them, and judgment was given to them. Then I saw the souls of those who had been beheaded for their witness to Jesus and for the word of God, who had not worshipped the beast or his image.And had not received his mark on their foreheads or on their hands, and they lived and reigned with Christ for 1,000 years. But the rest of the dead did not live again until the 1,000 years were finished. This is the first resurrection.
第四和第五节，我又看见几个宝座，也有坐在上面的，并有审判的权柄赐给他们。我又看见那被斩者的灵魂和那没有拜过兽与兽像，也没有在额上和手上受过他 应祭之人的灵魂，他们都复活了，与基督一同作王一千年，这是头一次的复活，其余的死人还没有复活，只等那一千年完了。
So that's the blessedness of the first resurrection. The church already in heaven, and at the end of the tribulation period, the Lord Jesus comes to earth, raises the dead Old Testament saints and the tribulation saints, and they will reign with him for 1,000 years.
嗯，所以这个呢，这些讲的就是在第一次复活里面得福的这些人。第一次复活里面的第一个阶段呢，就是主先来到空中提教会，那所有的基督徒都复活了，跟主在一起。然后在七年大灾难的结束的时候呢，主来到地上显现的时候呢，那个旧约的所有的圣徒以及在大灾难的时候殉道的那些圣徒呢，他们也复活了，这是构成了所有头一次复活的人。
And then there's of course the resurrection to condemnation, and that is at the great white throne judgment, and we won't go there tonight, we don't need to look at that tonight. We wanted to look at the order of the resurrections of that first resurrection.
接下去的第二次这个复活呢，就是复活的人要接受审判的，那就是在白色大宝座的时候复活接受审判的人。我们今天呢不去讲那个，因为我们只讲就是在第一次复活里面的顺序。
So it's Christ the first fruits, and after that those that are his at his coming.
所以这就是在这个the verses, First Corinthians 15. 这就是哥林多前书15章的23节里面讲的这个复活的次序啊，这个就是第一次复活的次序，就是初熟的果子是基督，以后在他来的时候是那些属基督的。所以我们刚才讲的这个所有的东西都是在解释这句经文的这个次序。
So at his coming to the air, he will receive to himself his own, the church.
所以主耶稣会来到空中啊，来去迎接属他的人，就是教会，他要把教会提到空中去。
And at the end of the tribulation, he'll come to earth and he'll raise the Old Testament saints.
所以刚才讲的是第一个阶段啊，就是提教会复活，然后第二个阶段就是在大灾难的末期，所有旧约的圣徒还有在大灾难的时候殉道的圣徒要复活。
Now briefly, let's go back to the 23rd chapter of Leviticus, where we read more details concerning the feast.
好，我们讲完这个复活的顺序，我们再回到出埃及记的23章啊，再去看这个关于这个节期的内容。
Verse 11.
11节。
It says, he shall wave the sheaf before the Lord to be accepted on your behalf. On the day after the Sabbath, the priest shall wave it.
他要把这一捆在耶和华面前摇一摇，使你们得蒙悦纳。祭司要在安息日的次日把这一捆摇一摇。
The day after the Sabbath, of course, is the first day of the week. It's now what we celebrate as the Lord's Day.
他这个说的安息日的次日啊，就是一周的第一天，也就是星期天，也就是我们现在在这一天啊，来纪念主，就是主日。
This is the day that now we can come together to remember him who is the first fruits.
所以我们这一天呢，我们聚在一起来到主的面前呢，来纪念他就是呢初熟的果子。
The fact that he's in heaven now assures us that we will be also part of that harvest.
他现在已经在天上了，就这个事实呢，就让我们确知有一天呢，我们也会在天上，我们也是他那个将要收割的庄稼。
In verse 12, we read about, and 12 and 13, we read about the offerings that are offered with at the time that the wave sheaf was waved. Verse 12 and 13 of Leviticus 23.
再看十二节和十三节啊。
The first is a burnt offering. It's,
首先呢，我看这一天，这个节气要献的祭啊。第一个呢，十二节讲的是燔祭。
And you shall offer, verse 12, on that day when you wave the sheaf, a male lamb of the first year without blemish. without blemish as a burnt offering to the Lord.
摇这捆的日子，你们要把一岁没有残疾的公绵羊羔献给耶和华为燔祭。
A burnt offering, that pictures for us worship.
因为燔祭呢，就是一个代表预表这个敬拜的一个图片。
We worship before the Father through the Son who has entered into the Father's presence.
我们通过圣子啊，这个圣子现在已经坐在了上升到父神的右边，我们是通过他来敬拜父神的。
When the lamb was burnt upon the altar, it was all burnt up to God. It went up as a sweet smelling savor, an ascending offering to the Lord.
所以当这只公绵羊羔在祭坛上烧的时候，是全部都烧掉的，都变成了这个烟呐，就是徐徐上升，就是那馨香的火气到了这个父神的面前。
And that lamb, it has said, it had to be without blemish.
这里面特别说这只羊羔是没有要没有残疾的。
And in Hebrews chapter 10, verse 14.
在希伯来书的十章的十四节。
We read that the Lord Jesus, how much more shall the blood of Christ, who through the eternal Spirit offered himself without spot to God, cleanse your conscience from dead works? 10:14, Hebrews 10:14.
因为他一次献祭，便叫那得以成圣的人完全，永远完全。
Yes, Hebrews 10:14. Did you read that?
Yeah.
Oh, good. Okay, thank you.
That's not Hebrews 10:14. There's another verse you want.
Yeah, I think so.
Oh, is it? Thanks, Harold. That's what you try to do when you do it by memory.
Okay. 何况基督借着永远的灵，将自己无瑕无疵献给神，他的血岂不更能洗净你们的心，除去你们的死刑，使你们侍奉那永生神吗？
Now, normally with these sacrifices, there's a sin offering that's offered on all, but with the sheaf of wave offering sheaf, there is no sin offering.
那通常的一般和燔祭一起献的还有赎罪祭，但是在初赎节的时候献的这个祭呢，只有燔祭，没有赎罪祭。
All that is behind. The sin question was forever settled there on the cross.
因为罪的事情已经过去了，罪的问题已经在十字架上完全解决了。所以这时候这里面不用再献赎罪祭了。
And then there was a grain offering that was offered.
然后接着呢还要献这个素祭，十三节里面。
It says, in its grain offering shall be 2/10 of an ephah of fine flour mixed with oil, an offering made by fire to the Lord for a sweet aroma.
铜献的素祭就是调油的细面依法十分之二，作为馨香的火祭献给耶和华。
The flour, the fine flour speaks of the manhood of our Lord Jesus Christ. The grain of wheat that fell into the ground, it speaks of him, his manhood.
这个细面呢是指主耶稣基督人性的这一面，他就是那个落在地里死了的那个籽粒啊，结出许多的籽粒来，是讲主耶稣人的这一面。
It was without blood. It was his life that he lived on earth among men that the grain offering pictures.
所以这个素祭啊，就是指他在这地上活的这个圣洁的没有罪的生活。
There was no, it was fine flour. There's no unevenness in him.
而且这个只有细面呢，里面是没有酵的。
Flour, in order to obtain flour, you need to take the grain, you need to thresh it, you need to mill it, And then you need to sift it to get fine flour.
你要得着细面呢，你需要先打鼓，然后要磨它，然后还要筛它，最后才能得出很细的那个细面来。
That speaks of the testings that the Lord Jesus underwent, the trials of his life here on earth.
那这些呢，都代表主耶稣在这个地上生活的这些年里所经受的所有的试炼啊，和所有的考验。
But we think of ordinary men when they are tested. Men like Job, like Moses, like Jeremiah, when they were tested,You found out that there was unevenness in them. There were lumps in their character.
我们可以看啊，人在被试验的时候会怎么样呢？比如说约伯被试验，摩西被试验，耶利米被试验的时候呢，我们都发现他们就不像这个面那么细了，中间就有一些很粗的一块一块的了。
And then the fine flour was mixed with oil.
然后这个细面呢，还要和油调在一起。
Oil speaks of is a picture of the Holy Spirit.
油呢就是代表圣灵。
And the manhood of the Lord Jesus, he was full of the Spirit from conception.
对这个细面既然代表耶稣的这个人性啊，然后这个调油就说明这个圣灵在他里面啊是没有限量的。
And the life that he lived, like the grain offering,was like a sweet-smelling savor to the Lord, went up in smoke, and the Lord, it was the Lord's food. He fed on that life.
主耶稣在这地上的活出来的这个圣洁的生命啊，就像这里面说的是那个馨香的火祭啊，上升到父神那里去，是父神的食物啊。
And then there was a drink offering.
然后接下去讲的是奠祭。
A wine. And that pictures his life that was completely poured out, as it were. Every moment, every day, he poured his life out. He kept nothing for himself.
这个奠祭这个酒啊是代表他的生命啊，就是他把他的生命全部的倾倒出来，就是每时每刻他都是全部的献出他的生命，没有为自己保留一分一毫。
Then verse 14, we finish here.
然后14节就是最后一节了。
You shall eat neither bread nor parched grain nor fresh grain until the same day that you have brought an offering to your God. It shall be a statute forever throughout your generations in all your dwellings.
无论是饼是烘的籽粒是新穗子你们都不可吃只等到把你们献给神的供物带来的那一天才可以吃。这在你们。
That's the conclusion. God will have his portion first because he's the Lord of the land. He owns the land.
所以这个就是结论了，就是在人吃东西之前呢，要先把神的部分给他，因为他才是这个地的主人，是他把这个地赐给以色列人的。
And for us as Christians, he's the one who provided all the blessings and brought us into the blessings through the sacrifice of his son.
所以对于我们基督徒来说也是一样的，就是神是赐一切祝福的神，他也是借着主耶稣基督的献祭把这些祝福才能赐给我们。
And when we give him the first fruits, then we can feast on all the blessings that he has provided for us.
那当我们把这个初熟的禾捆呢献给神以后呢，我们就可以享受他所赐给我们的一切的祝福了。
It's He that has given us all our blessings in Christ at such a great cost, the life of His Son.
是神呢付上了极大的代价，就是他的圣子的生命的代价，然后借着他把祝福赐给了我们。
One last verse, Hebrews chapter 13 and verse 15.
最后一节经文啊，就希伯来书的十三章。
Hebrews 13:15. Therefore, by him, let us continually offer the sacrifice of praise to God. That is the fruit of our lips, giving thanks to his name.
我们应当靠着耶稣，常常以颂赞为祭献给神。这就是那承认 主名之人嘴唇的果子，13章15节。
Mr. Summers.
What we've had this evening is a wonderful summary of the delightful truth of the resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ.
我们今天这个晚上学习了这个主耶稣基督复活的这个这美好的真理啊。
Apart from the death of our Lord Jesus Christ, the most important thing that ever happened in the history of the universe.
那除了主耶稣基督的死啊这个事情以外，在整个历史上，人类历史上最重要的发生过的一件事情就是主的复活。
And therefore, not surprising that before the Lord Jesus Christ came into the world, a picture was given to us way back by Moses, 1500 years before Jesus was born. The picture was given to us of resurrection.
所以难怪因为他这事情如此重要，所以在主耶稣来到人世的之前呢，1500年之前呢，神就借着摩西啊，给了我们一个主要复活的这样的一个预表的图画。
It's the feast of first fruits, and in a wonderful way, the fact that it was a sheaf of wheat that was waved before the Lord is a beautiful picture of the fact that Jesus Christ rose from the dead, and therefore we can also.
那这个图画这个预表是什么呢？就是这个初熟节，所以这是一个非常美丽的画面，在这个耶和华面前摇一摇的这个禾捆呢，就代表主耶稣基督将来要从死里复活，也预言我们所有在他里面的人将来也会复活。
Jesus said, except a corn of wheat or a kernel of grain fall into the earth and die, it abides alone. But if it dies, it brings forth much fruit.
所以主耶稣说，如果一个子粒不落在地里死了，它还是一粒，但是如果它落在地里死了，就结出许多的子粒来。
And so two things flow out of this. Number one,
那这经文呢就告诉我们两件事。第一个呢，
How can I get to be part of it?
就是我怎么成为其中的一部分呢？
If there is a resurrection, I want to be in that resurrection. How can I get there?
就是如果有复活这件事呢，那我也想成为复活的一份子啊，我怎么能够复活呢？
And John 3:16 says, For God so loved the world, that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. That's what the resurrection's all about.
那这个答案呢，就是约翰福音的三章十六节，就是神爱世人，甚至将他的独生子赐给他们，叫一切信他的不至灭亡，反得永生。这就是关于复活的奥秘了。
How do I get it? I've got to believe that Jesus died and rose again so that I could rise again. I've got to believe what he said.
那我怎么能够得着复活呢？那就是我要相信主耶稣基督死了并且复活了，那我相信接受，那我就可以跟他一样复活了。
But one other truth.
那么还有一个真理。
Only God would write a book with a picture of life so completely, clearly fulfilled 1500 years later, not by something written, but by what was lived.
所以这本书啊，是神写的书啊，他在1500年前写下的这个预表，这个预言啊，在1500年后应验了，不是通过写下来的东西，是一个生命应验。
Some people say, why should I believe the Bible?
有人会说我为什么要相信圣经啊？
And I say to them, all right, you write a picture today. It's going to be true of the most important thing that ever happened in the history of the universe, which is going to take 1500 years from now to be fulfilled. You try it. See if you can do it.
那我就说，那你 那你试试看，你今天呢写下一个预表或者写下一个图画，然后1500年以后呢，你也让它应验，而且成为人类历史上最重要的一件事情，你试试看你能不能做到。
So God wrote it to prove that Jesus did rise from the dead, and we must also believe. If we don't, John 3:16 says, we will perish. What a terrible thing.
但是神做到了，他1500年前写下了这样的预表这个图画，然后1500年以后主耶稣基督就真的从死里复活了。所以你必须相信，如果不相信呢，你就会像约翰福音3:16说的，凡不信他的人就会灭亡。
So I've kept you longer, I apologize, let's pray.
今天有点超时了，我很抱歉，我们一起祷告。
Lord, we thank you for telling us so clearly that resurrection is real. Jesus rose, and we will also will rise to resurrection of life or resurrection to destruction, but we will rise.
主啊，感谢您在圣经里写得这么清楚，主耶稣基督真的复活了，那我们将来也要复活，要不然就是复活得生，要不然就是复活定罪，总之我们也会复活的。
Lord, may each of us choose to believe in the Lord Jesus Christ that we can be saved and live an eternal life with him.
主啊，盼望我们每一个人呢都相信主耶稣基督，这样我们就都可以得救，而且永远和他生活在一起。
We thank you, we praise you, and we ask you to bless in Jesus' name.
主，我们感谢你，我们赞美你，我们也祈求你祝福我们，奉耶稣的名。
Amen.
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 Amen. Thank you, everyone.
Amen. 谢谢。